Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting second. The left fielder, Earl Averill. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frank Croucher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Joe Gantenbian. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting third. The right fielder, D. Miles. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Eric Tipton. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Caster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Caster. And now, play ball. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a pop-up towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Averill moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg strikes out. There goes Averill. The throw from Brucker and Averill is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lodigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York pinch hits for Bertie Tebbets. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges bunts towards first. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first, with Ganten being covering, for the out. York moves to second. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. McCuskey reaches third base with a triple. York scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miles. Averill reaches second base with a double. McCuskey scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rudy York now catching. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster strikes out. One out. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantenbian strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 1 in the game. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0 for 1 in the game. Croucher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 1 in the game. Miles strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Brucker takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-0 in the game. Bridges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenberg hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Latigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Dario Latigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latigiani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Latigiani hits a fly ball into left field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Nelson pinch hits for George Caster. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bridges. Tipton moves to third. Skeeter Newsom pinch runs for Lynn Nelson. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantenbian hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-2 in the game. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chubby Dean now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Dean, and towards Ambler, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tipton. Fox reaches second base with a double. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0-for-2 in the game. Croucher strikes out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. York hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. York reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 5-0. Tigers. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bridges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 2 in the game. Miles hits a pop-up towards short. Croucher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brucker strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gehringer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to second. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Greenberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tipton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lottigiani hits a fly ball into left field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Tipton moves to second. Two outs. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 0 for 3 in the game. Gantenbian hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbian scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0 for 3 in the game. Croucher hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 3 in the game. Ambler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 3 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Bridges covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. York takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bridges bunts towards first. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first, with Ganten being covering, for the out. York moves to second. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McCuskey strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ganten Bien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brucker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Averill. Brucker reaches second base with a double. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tipton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brucker moves to third. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani strikes out. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-1 in the game. Dean hits a fly ball into left field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.